Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And after the great election results that swept the country and really unexpected parts of the country that were supposed to be deep, deep, deep blue territory, actually reconsidered that alignment. So it's appropriate to begin thinking beyond Biden. That is the title of the new book by best-selling author and former Speaker of the House, a noted historian, novelist, and more, Newt Gingrich, who I'm proud to say has been on the show many times in the past. Beyond Biden is the title of the new book and the subtitle, Rebuilding the America We Love. Congratulations on the new book, Mr. Speaker.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's always great to talk with you. And you're one of the people who I think has best understood the rise of the insane wing of the Democratic Party, the degree to which it's part of a long-term evolution on the American left. I think in a funny kind of way, when Trump left the White House, the very hard left decided that that was really their moment to come out in the open and to prove to the rest of us what they really truly believe. And I'm always reminded, you'll remember this story, that Ronald Reagan was the head of the Screen Actors Guild, actually led the only strike they ever had over the issue of royalties. And one night in 1946, after a meeting of the union, he went out for drinks, and one of the people at the table who was with him turned to him and said, you know, I really am a communist. In fact, I really am a Stalinist. And I just think you should know that if we take, when we take over, you will either go to prison or we'll shoot you. But there's no future for people like you in our world. And Reagan went home that night and thought to himself, this guy's really sincere. And from 1946, for 45 years, he was increasingly the leading voice of freedom and the leading voice against communism. And, of course, 45 years later, the Soviet Union disappeared. And I have sort of the same kind of feeling now that, you know, these folks have all come out in the open and said, yes, we really are crazy, and we want to impose our craziness on you, and we think the brown shirts had a pretty good model. So if you don't agree with us, we're going to surround your car, we're going to follow you into the ladies' room, and we're going to intimidate you till you give in. And what they didn't realize was that unlike some countries, there is a really deep tradition in America of just saying, let's go, Brandon, and running over them. And I think what you saw happen Tuesday night was the beginning of counter-reform that comes back and says, you know, we're not doing this. This is crazy.
Well, what is so fascinating about this is that you were talking about Ronald Reagan in 1946 when he was president of the Screen Actors Guild. He was still a Democrat then. And the incidents that you're describing about dogging Senator Sinema all the way into the ladies' room and trying to surround today, and who knows what they had in mind to do with a Joe Manchin's car. These are at least putative Democrats going after their own. Benjamin Disraeli, the great British conservative, founder of the modern Tory Party, once said the only difference between liberals and cannibals is cannibals only eat their enemies. Right now we're seeing the cannibalistic side of the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, yeah. I've been fascinated. I don't know if you've ever had anyone on your show, but I did a podcast with a guy named Ghad Saeed, I guess. He's Lebanese. He now teaches in Canada. He wrote a book called The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. And his argument is that all these people you and I are talking about basically have had their brain infected with a virus which makes it impossible for them to think or learn. And that trying to talk to them as though they were intellectual is a not only a total waste of time, but it's a misleading understanding of what we're dealing with. That we're really dealing with people who have a psychological, not a political problem. And I think there's a lot to that. They remind me of the flagellanti in the Middle Ages who went around from town to town beating their backs until they were bloody, to ask forgiveness for their sins. And so you end up with these absurdities like 85 cars going to the global warming session in Scotland so the President of the United States can fall asleep in front of the entire planet. Although I don't know if you agree with me or not, I have defended Biden on that one because I've said, have you ever tried to stay awake through an entire global warming speech?
All I can think of is an Al Gore global warming speech, which
John Kerry would be worse than Gore. Now, this would be a really good test, would be to take a John Kerry speech and an Al Gore speech, subject a focus group to both of them, and have them, you know, discuss which one was more impossible.
Well, yes, it is a real challenge. Okay, your new book, Beyond Biden, I haven't had the chance to read it yet, but I assume that helps point the way for what Republicans can say in campaigning in 2022 is, yeah, we're moving beyond Biden, the Biden agenda. Here's our agenda. Our, if you will, contract with America.
There were two parts to it. When I sat down and right after the election, I decided not to write an anti-Biden book because he was going to be so bad that, you know, you didn't have to make the case. He would. But in addition, I believe that we are faced with a existential crisis from communist China, and that the level of reform and modernization we need if we're going to remain the leading country in the world and if we're not going to end up being a supplicant to China is so great that we need to get beyond just normal politics and talk about what's it going to take to reform our schools, to reform the Pentagon, to reform the whole system so that we are capable of being more effective and more powerful than the Chinese. And I think this is one of the great crises in American history. And I think that politics as usual and news media as usual won't cut it. And so Beyond Biden was an effort to start the conversation to say, you know, when we get done with all the petty politics and the stupidity of people like Kamala Harris doing a NASA film with paid child actors pretending to be children, and we get down to the real world, it's not going to be enough just to beat Biden or just to beat Pelosi or Schumer. We have to actually have an agenda that modernizes the country and gets us back on track to being the most dynamic and most exciting country in the world. And that's really the purpose of Beyond Biden, is to begin laying out the notion of what it would be like to once again be that country and what kind of changes we're going to need to achieve that.
The book, information about it is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. If you were to take one priority to isolate, which would be the top priority for Republicans and actually thoughtful patriotic Americans of any party to pursue in the years ahead?
Oh, I think without any doubt, it's education. If we don't get a grip on our school systems, if we don't go back to teaching quality and to teaching people how to actually have skills that are usable in the real world, there's no possibility we're going to compete. When you learn that the Baltimore City schools have five schools in which not a single student could pass the state exam, not one. First of all, you have to ask yourself, what are you paying for? And second, you have to recognize that you are destroying the lives of these kids who will have no marketable skills. And third, you have to recognize you can't possibly compete with China if that's what your schools are doing.
Let alone compete with China, there are hundreds of countries you can't compete with. Newt Gingrich can compete with anybody when it comes to visualizing issues for the future. Check out his book at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And on the Michael Medved Show, pleased to say we have a few minutes more with Speaker Newt Gingrich. He is the author of this new book, Beyond Biden, which is about the urgent agenda facing the country that we all love. In terms of the circus that's going on today on Capitol Hill, I mean, there must be a certain amount of schadenfreude or just looking at what Nancy Pelosi is going through right now. With the mess in the Democratic caucus and honestly, the extraordinarily bitter hatred of Democrats for one another and the old collapse of any sense of an organized agenda. Is that the fault of the speaker, something she should be doing differently? Is that the fault of the institution, or is it a product of a basically, ideologically, where the Democratic Party is right now?
Well, I think there are a couple different things going on. First of all, you cannot underestimate the degree to which this is the Pelosi dictatorship. Back in 2009, when they lost Virginia and New Jersey, 4 days later, she rammed through Obamacare, cheerfully saying, you have to vote for it to find out what's in it. If you think about it as an act of extraordinary arrogance, both to the American people, who had just sent a signal that they were repudiating it, and to the members. This time, they lost Virginia. They lost seats in New Jersey. As you pointed out, they lost all over the country. And her reaction is 3 days after, instead of 4 days, to bring to the floor two bills, one of which was being written last night. None of them scored. Nobody's read the second bill at all. It's a couple $1 trillion. And trying today to ram them through. Now, I think part of that is her personality. Part of it is that the hard left, as you know, historically, whether you're talking about the Bolsheviks taking over from Kerensky, or you're talking about the brown shirts in Italy and the rise of the Nazis, or you're talking about Maoism and the Cultural Revolution in China, the left believes in intimidation and if necessary, in the use of force. And that's why you end up with people going into the bathroom and the ladies' room after Sinema, Senator Sinema of Arizona. That's why you end up, I guess, yesterday with people surrounding Senator Manchin's car and not letting him. He had to very cautiously try to drive out because they were literally trying to block him in. And I think that's part of why the modern Democratic Party, and given your own background, you must know this from experience, the modern Democratic Party is an intimidation machine which frightens people so that they're genuinely afraid to break loose and do what they believe in. And, of course, what they do gradually, of course, people don't believe it. That is why Joe Lieberman ended up endorsing McCain. That's why you ended up with Zell Miller endorsing George W. Bush. We end up with Phil Graham switching parties. They just get tired of it, and they say, I'm not going to put up with this stuff. And that's what's going on right now.
Okay, so institutionally, some of the fights over here, and this is one of the things that we're concerned about, is that most of the publicity is about procedures. There's a great deal of discussion about the filibuster, and by the way, one of the things that is looming in the foreground is the idea of statehood for D.C., which is also a non-negotiable issue for a bunch of the Democrats. Is there any sense of something that could bring back at least some of the cooperative spirit that Joe Biden was promising when he was running for president, which he's absolutely betrayed? Is there something that Biden or Pelosi could do in the time remaining to them that actually could make a difference to have the country deal with some of the urgent challenges it faces, most of all, as you point out, China, and you could say a failing education system?
Well, I think it'll take two things. It'll take, I think, a very, very large Republican victory just to shatter the power structure of the Democratic Party. And it will take the emergence of moderate Democrats. I mean, I talk occasionally. Yesterday I was on a radio show with former Governor Patterson of New York, who's very anti-socialist and very much feels that his party has gone off the deep end. And I talked to a number of people like that around the country. So there are remnants out there, and the question is whether or not they are going to just go into exile or they're eventually going to start coming together. But they can't. I don't believe they can start coming together until the left has been shattered. because I think that the vindictiveness and the intensity in the organization of the left right now makes it virtually impossible for moderates to survive in any kind of real power struggle.
In that context, Mr. Speaker, who do you visualize as the Democratic nominee for President of the United States in 2024?
The most likely, frankly, is the governor of California.
It's interesting. I've said the same thing, because he gets to run for re-election. He gets a second round of national attention because he gets to run for re-election, really, aside from the recall that failed. He's sure to win re-election, but that's kind of the only place they have something so one-sidedly in their direction.
Well, if you think about it, he's got the biggest state in the country. He has all the fundraising capabilities of a governor of California. His totally insane left-wingism fits perfectly the dominant progressive wing of their party. Nobody outside California realizes how bad he is. And in California, the combination of traditional political machine, big labor union power, and to some extent old-fashioned ethnic bosses keeps him propped up. So I can imagine him ending up as the nominee just by sheer weight of resources. When you go down from him, it gets pretty thin. It's not going to be.
You're not expecting Kamala Harris is going to be the heir apparent.
I think that Kamala Harris is the best insurance policy for keeping Biden in office for the next couple of years that anybody's ever dreamed of. I mean, think about it. If I said to you, how bad is Biden, you'd say pretty bad. If I said to you, do you think that Harris would be an improvement, you would think I'd lost my mind. I mean, she's just, although I must say, I do agree with her. I never thought I'd agree with Vice President Harris. But when she said last Sunday, what happens in Virginia is going to foretell 22 and 24 and beyond, I think she was right. And that means that we're going to crush them in 22, picking up 40 to 70 seats in the House and at least four Senate seats. And then we're going to come back and win in 70 and 24. And then if we do our job right, we're going to win a realigning election in 26 and actually have ended the Roosevelt era after almost a century.
As Newt Gingrich, the author of Beyond Biden, just released. Mr. Speaker, have a wonderful weekend and Godspeed to you. On the Medved Show, we'll come back with news of the Flat Earth movement. No, really, there is one. We'll get to it and more on the Medved Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are once again running into roadblocks trying to pass two big budget agenda items. The House was planning to vote on Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure. Instead, the day has been defined by delays and even more negotiations. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, appearing on Fox News, says the country can't afford more spending with prices already on the rise.
We don't need more inflation, $4 trillion in taxes and spending, let alone all the taxes
on things like natural gas. You see these payments to illegals, $450,000.
Jurors are being selected to hear a case against an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection has started in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is charged with recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved show, I just want to say a word about Newt Gingrich and the last two segments that we just did with him. I am never afraid to register my disagreement with guests we have on the show, even with guests with whom I'm allied and where we are working for the same political movement right now. I shouldn't be working for, working on behalf of, because it's not an employment sort of thing. It's a conviction sort of thing. But I don't often interrupt people when they're making a point, when they say something that's incidental to that point with which I strongly disagree. But I wanted to register this disagreement. A couple of times in both segments Newt was on with, he compared Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and particularly the progressive movement in the party, people like AOC, I presume. He condemned them to Nazis and compared them to Bolsheviks and compared them to Italian black shirts. He meant black shirts. He said brown shirts. But I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think it's true, first of all. I don't think that that most of the people in the Democratic Party, or even a substantial minority of people, are actually communists or compared to Bolsheviks. Some of them are democratic socialists, and that is a whole different thing. But aside from my conviction that it's not true, it's a political disaster to do that, because Democrats are people who need to be persuaded, as Speaker Gingrich alluded to. And when he talked about people like Zell Miller or Joe Lieberman, but they need to be persuaded. Persuasion isn't helped by analogies with authoritarians and dictators. And speaking about analogies, there's nothing quite like the flat earth movement. And Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, found a Call of the Week classic that is pertinent to that subject with this Call of the Week.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is a collage of flat earth callers who had all called during July of 2018. So it's not just now. They don't answer the question why flat earth is allied with anti-vaxxism, but this is what they sounded like.
The flat earth conspiracy theory? You know, that may be the truth.
And if you look at the origin of this, they found an edge.
You believe the Earth is not a globe. It's not round.
I believe that there is no curvature measurable anywhere, and that people are not upside down underneath us. Operation Fishbowl, they found a dome.
I'm going to cover this town with a dome!
And then ever since then, NASA was created and has the public thinking up, not out.
Houston, we have a problem.
NASA is getting you to try and believe in CGI planets.
That's a good story.
Why do you believe that every scientist in the world is lying about this?
I believe that they may have, you know, they may be confused. I do not feel that we are on a spinning ball.
What do you think marks the edge of the Earth?
It's all surrounded by one big polar ice cap.
Well, why can't you fly past it?
You can fly past it.
You can?
There's nothing but there's... but
Into utter emptiness. In other words, if you fly...
It's just solid. At that point, you're too far away from the sun.
It's science.
What's the deal with the other planets?
I don't know what's going on out in space.
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Why can't, with this technology, why can't somebody go out in space and show me a video?
They have. What do you think those things are up there in the sky? Are they pancakes or are they balls?
I mean, if people really look up there at what planets are with the P900 camera, they can zoom in and it looks like they're right there behind water, like it says in the Bible.
The planets are behind water?
Just like it says in the Bible.
How is it possible that people fly around the world?
Well, they're not really flying around the world.
What are they doing?
I was running.
Why do you believe this?
Just because I've seen proof that could be correct.
What proof? Can you cite for me anyone with any education at all who actually believes this to be true?
Sure. I mean, with the internet and all that.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
People can look into this more, and there's Facebook.
And you believed it.
Yeah, they can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
They're not all whack jobs. I mean,
yes, they are. Okay, are you teaching your kids this stuff?
No.
Okay, that of course from Messiah, somebody news with about a Canadian flat earther whose name is Mac Parhar, and he said on a live stream that although he was sick with classic COVID symptoms, he could not possibly have the virus because he didn't believe it. He didn't believe that it's real. COVID doesn't exist, Mark Parhar told his followers. In a follow-up video, Parhar said he was taking ivermectin, the anti-parasitic drug that experts say does not prevent or treat the coronavirus and could be dangerous. And he was just found dead 2 weeks after his live stream saying that COVID wasn't real. And apparently he has followers in throughout Canada. And sorry he passed away, but this is the second story within a week of a flat earther, a leader of the flat earth movement, who is also a COVID denier, who paid the ultimate price. And no, it's not funny, but it's terribly sad and disturbing. There's something else that is the opposite of sad and disturbing. It's actually inspiring and extremely encouraging. Last night I saw a movie, and it's not playing everywhere, but it's just been extended. It's a movie called The Most Reluctant Convert, and it's the story of C.S. Lewis and the way he came from being an atheist to being one of the greatest Christian apologists, one of the greatest people in terms of making the argument for belief in God and against materialism, which has dominated so much of modern thinking. The film is remarkable. And it's just, I'm talking about it separately from doing a review, because we're going to be having the creator of the film, who plays C.S. Lewis in the film, is going to be joining us a week from now. But the film was supposed to be closing, but the response has been so remarkable in the several hundred screens in which it is playing. Again, it is called The Most Reluctant Convert, and it's certainly one of the best films I have seen this year. And I'm mentioning it to you because it's now extended at least until November 18th. And if you enjoy movies that actually stimulate the mind as well as the emotions, this is a gem. And you should look out for it. We'll have much more to review, some more Hollywood-style movies coming right up on The MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Season proceeds and we're headed toward Thanksgiving. It should be, I hope, a wonderful weekend for everybody out there. And there are even some fairly interesting successful movies worth considering in this update from Hollywood. Of good movies, including little ones that may actually be worthy of your attention more than some of the biggest releases. But let's start from the biggest of the Hollywood releases, from the MCU, the Marvel Comic Universe. The latest release is called The Eternals. And it features stars like Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek, and they play a group of immortal beings who have lived through 7,000 years of history, where they are sent to protect humanity, and starting in Babylonia, and they go to the Aztec Empire, and throughout time, they are protecting people from what look like mad synthetic computer graphic generated rabid dogs from outer space, and called deviants. And in the course of the film, they have lives, they have loves, and they have some of the most wooden dialogue you'll ever hear. The amazing thing about this film is it's directed by Chloe Zhao, the Oscar-winning director of Nomadland. And this has zero in common with that acclaimed film. Listen.
We're Eternals. Eternals. Came here 7,000 years ago to protect humans from the deviants.
Why didn't you guys help fight Thanos?
We were instructed not to interfere in any human conflicts unless deviants are involved.
By who?
We need to find the others.
I haven't seen some of them for centuries.
This is what the end of the world looks like since we have front row seats.
You know what's never saved the planet? Your sarcasm.
When you love something, you protect it.
This is an impossible film to love, and I think a very difficult film to even like. By the way, it's in theaters now, and in a little bit more than a month, it'll be streaming on Disney Plus. And the problem with the film is none of the characters come across as particularly likable or charismatic, or in the least believable. It seems to be an attempt to retell ancient myths and to somehow create a separate origin universe, even with questions that are never answered and relationships that are never satisfying and characters who never come off as larger than life or with anything to do with life other than cartoons. It is also a very long film. It is over 2.5 hours long. And I know it's supposed to be covering 7,000 years, but please, 1.5 stars for Eternals, which I think could be one of the worst of the Marvel superhero movies so far. They're talking, of course, about doing a follow-up and creating a new franchise. I don't think that's going to work. Another new film, and by the way, it's rated PG-13, and as I mentioned, it'll be available on Disney before long. The Harder They Fall is coming up, and that's streaming on Netflix right now. And The Harder They Fall has a fascinating cast. It is a cast that includes Idris Elba and Lakeith Stanfield and Regina King and many other black stars. And it is specifically an attempt to bring back to life some real-life black cowboys who are identified by name in the film. And they make a point that what happens in the film is fictional, but the characters who appear are largely real. All of this is produced by a rapper who is known as The Bullets, as a real name is Jameis Samuel. And it has up-to-date rap music, including some of his, in a struggle between two brutal criminal but inspiring black cowboy gangs. Listen.
Truth is buck.
Man, old devil, this is going to be Buck's last day amongst the living.
What exactly he do to you?
Call it a professional robbery.
I know who you are.
Where is who?
Your boss.
My boss. Clearly, you don't know me.
I heard Rufus Buck is back.
This ain't no road to ask a friend to share.
Think Destiny's coming to you?
A new day is dawning.
Shit up.
Okay, these superheroes are more engaging and better acted, frankly, than the lame characters in Eternals. The plot is virtually impossible to follow, and the brutality is extraordinary and extreme. It's it is, however, a watchable movie. You get if you look at the costumes and the echoes of sort of classic westerns, particularly classic spaghetti westerns, that can be somewhat entertaining. And 2.5 stars for The Harder They Fall. It's rated R with a great deal of bloodletting and scenes of extensive torture. Coming up is also The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne. This stars Benedict Cumberbatch, who's outstanding, playing a real-life artist from the early years of the 20th century who became famous, despite his insanity and flagrant insanity, for paintings and illustrations of creepy cats. The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne, listen.
I am prepared to offer you a staff position.
You capture something of a cat, perhaps because you yourself are an outcast.
I do to provide for the 5 hungry and precocious sisters that I live at home with.
I think you're the first person to see that cats are ridiculous, frightened, and brave, like us.
Your cat, man.
They will turn blue. They communicate with us in our own language.
Did you say that they would turn blue?
Yes, of course.
Wow. What's going on in that funny little head of yours?
Electricity.
Mr. Wayne, I have been called here because your sister was concerned for your health.
You are so wounded.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch is wonderful. Claire Foy plays his adoring wife. They have a short-lived marriage. It's all historically accurate, by the way. But if you don't have a particular fascination for surrealistic, creepy cats, this might be a tough movie to sit through. And however, it is fascinating, and it brings up, there's a famous line by Oscar Levant, is there's a fine line between insanity and genius. I have erased that line. Louis Wayne did as well. And the movie's terribly sad and occasionally moving. 2.5 stars, it's rated PG-13 for some brutal elements and some fairly intense sex references. It's streaming now on Amazon Prime. And finally, Spencer is the new film with Kristen Stewart playing Princess Diana. And it's not a biopic. It basically follows only a 3-day weekend over Christmas season that allegedly took place in 1991. This didn't really happen, but it conveys, because the outstanding performance by Kristen Stewart, who knew that she had that kind of talent, and she doesn't even look that much like Princess Diana, but she makes you believe in her. And to go through the feeling of being a trapped little bird, in this case they refer to a pheasant, with the royal family in a weekend over the holidays. Listen.
Mommy, what happened to make you so sad? And to make you... There is a future. Past and the present are the same thing.
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate?
There has to be two of you. There's the real one and the one they take pictures of. Diana, for the good of the country.
The country.
Okay, the film is riveting. It is gorgeous to watch. It's fascinating. It's not shot in Britain. It's shot in an old castle in Germany, actually. But Kristen Stewart is riveting. The film is has some very tough scenes of bulimia and depression and mental illness and some of these afflictions that the real Princess Diana really did have, including cutting herself. Not a day in the country, and no, not a magical princess movie. It's playing in theaters. It is rated a very hard R. There's also scenes of nudity. It's at 3 stars, but even though it makes you at times feel just about as trapped as she is in the royal family. We won't be trapped coming next week. There are phenomenal guests coming on, including Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal, Peter Robinson, and the author of a column that says, "Politics is rotting brains and making everyone mad." No reason to get mad. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the privilege of continuing to live in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.